Hey everybody, Richard Clark here. Bethany and I miss you already, but in the meantime, I've been working on some other projects. One of them that I thought you might be interested in is Haiku News. Haiku News is a podcast that Marissa Tirado, 4wing5, and I are working on. So if you're paying attention, you'll realize that this is a podcast made by two fours, a four duo, if you will. We got 4wing3, 4wing5, spoken for in this partnership, and I think you can tell it's very much meant to sort of like connect the head portion of what is going on in the news, what does it mean, with the heart portion of like how can I process this and wrap my heart around what is going on. So if that's something that appeals to you, if you're sort of overwhelmed by the news but feel like numbing out in response is not the answer, then this is a great way to sort of pay attention to what's going on. We cover the biggest news stories of the week and we sort of boil them down into haikus and pair them with summaries from major news outlets. So check it out. Here's the latest episode, less than 5 minutes. It's a quick listen, something that you might want to listen to on your commute or home on Friday afternoon or whatever. And if you like it, check out Haiku News wherever podcasts are given away for free.
You're listening to Haiku News, a weekly poetry podcast. April 8th, 2019. U.S. labels troops. Our relationships, all knots. Iran's twists tighter. The Trump administration is preparing to designate Iran's Revolutionary Guard a foreign terrorist organization. An unprecedented move against a nationally armed force that could have widespread implications for U.S. personnel and policy in the Middle East and elsewhere. APnews.com. U.S. labels troops. Our relationships, all knots. Iran's twists tighter. April 9th. The White House spins its revolving doors, one council following the next. President Trump moved to clear out the senior ranks of the Department of Homeland Security on Monday, after forcing the resignation of its secretary, Kirstjen Nielsen, as he accelerated a purge of the nation's immigration and security leadership. NewYorkTimes.com. The White House spins its revolving doors, one council following the next. April 10th. Disease time capsule. Brooklyn pleads vaccination before Passover starts. For months, New York City officials have been fighting a measles outbreak in ultra-Orthodox Jewish communities in Brooklyn, knowing that the solution, the measles vaccine, was not reaching its target audience. TheNewYorkTimes.com. Disease time capsule. Brooklyn pleads vaccination before Passover starts. April 11th. Begrudging Brexit. The world waits till October for England to split. Leaders of the 27 remaining EU member states met for more than 6 hours over a dinner of scallop and cod before settling on the end of October for Brexit, with the possibility of an earlier Brexit if Britain ratifies a withdrawal agreement. APnews.com. Begrudging Brexit. The world waits till October for England to split. April 12th. Migrants receive hope. Sanctuary towns light up. Kindness still pending. President Trump said on Friday that his administration was strongly considering releasing migrants detained at the border into mostly Democratic sanctuary cities, suggesting that the idea should make liberals very happy because of their immigration policies. TheNewYorkTimes.com. Migrants receive hope. Sanctuary towns light up. Kindness still pending. Thanks for listening to Haiku News. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Haiku News Podcast.